Okay, Duchess, this is side two. The maid just came in. Pick up my cup of tea. You know, in your letter you said you probably wouldn't be able to put in the hours that I put in. But it's a little different because you have all the duties of the household. I don't have those, Duchess. I mean, I have them in the service club. I have to see that the drapes are clean and the windows and all the furniture and the floors and you name it. There's a thousand things in that club I have to attend to, like household duties. I don't do them myself. I just make sure the staff do them. And then, of course, here in my room, I don't wash out anything. I don't do anything. The maid does everything. I just get dressed, and when I get undressed, I put my clothes in the laundry bag, and she washes and irons everything, and I don't have to dust or pick up. I do pick up after myself quite a bit, because if the maid puts it away, I'm never sure where it is. But as far as washing out cups or rinsing out anything, I don't have to do it. She washes my floors, and she has put up a couple of hems for me, so that in that sense, I'm sure you're working equally as hard, if not harder, maintaining your own estate. So it's not too bad. I just have to worry about getting myself out and doing a job away from home type of thing. So it's not bad at all. Let's see. All the things I had to tell you that aren't coming to me at the moment. The other night, Tuesday night, I guess it was, I had a unit party in the service club for 2nd Aviation Battalion. And it was very pleasant. The men of that battalion came over and put on a show, did some singing and a little dancing and whatnot. Then they have an owl, a real live wild owl that some of the Korean natives caught and gave it to Sandy, Colonel Sandell. So he brought that to the club, and they had picked a name. The men had voted on a name, and the winning name was Round Eyes. And of course, you know that that's what they call all the American women of the division, Round Eyes. So the owl was officially named Round Eyes, and everyone seemed to have a good time. And then afterwards, Sandy took me next door to the officers' club, and we had a couple of drinks and came back. He's very pleasant. He's a real, very, very handsome-looking man. Slim, tall. He looks like a tall Texan. Anyway, I don't even know. I think he is from Texas, maybe. Anyhow, of course he's married and has two boys, I think. Yeah. But I enjoyed the drinks because I don't get a chance to really drink that much. I mean, down at Ross, it was a drink every night at least before dinner and usually one or two after dinner. But here it's just every, two or three weeks do I bother to have a drink. Because I won't drink alone. And although I have a couple of bottles of liquor. Once in a while, the girls will get together and come in and we'll have a drink, but that's rare. So, let's see. What else? I tell you, I'm just not functioning in the morning. I had a letter from Bruce. Yeah, it was about three sentences, if it was that. He just told me that school had ended, and that he got 10 A's on his report card. So I guess he's doing very well. And he printed it himself. So I was, you know, glad to get that. And as I said, I wrote Mother just a short letter. And I'm real pleased to hear that Bess has gone back to work, and that Auntie Lizzie's doing fine, and everyone is feeling well in that particular household. You know, the silly maid just walked in again, and she sees me talking on the microphone. and I wish she wouldn't interrupt me. But I think she gets a big charge out of this. She just stands there looking at me. And so I said, Miss Trey, I'm trying to make a tape. Okay, she says. She stands there, you know. I think she's fascinated with the fact that I can speak into this microphone and talk with somebody. And we forget that this is very unique to them. They don't have this type of equipment. They have the bare necessities of life. And so anything mechanical or anything electrical, I think they get a little bit fascinated by it. So I'm sure she doesn't, but I don't want her ever touching this equipment. I think occasionally she might play my radio. I'm not sure, because I always find it on a Korean station instead of on the AFKN station. We just have the one American station, you know. So frequently I play my tape recorder for music. But she's standing here gaping at me. I should tell you that our swimming pool, there's a big swimming pool across the street from RC1. It opened up Monday, and quite a few of the gals have been over there to have a swim. I haven't gone as yet. Of course, I was down at Camp Ross a week or so ago and took a dip in their pool. But it's nice to know that there is a pool over here and that it's open. And I will get in it from time to time. Right now it's a bad part of the month because of the reports and whatnot that have to be done at the end of the month. And then too, Robbie is leaving in about another 14 days. He goes on the 11th of July. And I'm going to be real sorry to see him leave because we've been so close to one another. Yet, for this reason, I like very much to keep busy too, because hard work never killed anyone, and it keeps my mind from wandering or thinking. And so I welcome the challenge. Robbie will be going back to North Carolina, I believe. 18th Airborne? I don't know. He's told me so many times and I keep forgetting. But it's what he wanted. It's the place he requested. And he has quite a brilliant military career. So I'm happy for him in that respect. And he's a fine individual. I have seen him a few times the past week. Never more than an hour or so, because it's so difficult. And he's killing himself. We've had a lot of skirmishes in the area, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more this summer. And of course, Robbie has to be there all the time. As I always say, he's out playing cowboys and Indians all the time. But I always say to him, well, why do you have to be the Long Ranger? Because he has to be there when something happens, you know, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning or it's 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, Robbie has to be on the spot. I'm sure he puts in twice the day that any one of his men does. And of course I have to admire him for this, and I'm sure in every sense of the word he's an excellent commander, but I don't think he could take that pace for a very long time. So he's kind of pushing himself. But hopefully we'll get one or two evenings together before he leaves. We had planned to go shopping this past Sunday down in Seoul. Robbie wants to pick up some brassware and a few things before he goes home. But he got called on an alert, and that took care of Sunday, just canceled the whole day out. So we were both disappointed. But this is about par for the course with the military, particularly this unit, because it being a combat-ready unit, one never knows what's happening. So be sure to give B and Henry my very best. And I'm delighted with all the help and assistance you're getting with rides and the gardening and what have you from the friends down there. That's very nice, Duchess. It really is. Only please don't... I'm so worried that you're skimping on buying yourself things and doing things that you might like to do. I wish you wouldn't, because the money's there, and I feel awkward, as I say, sending you a check, but I'd be only too happy to if you need the money, you know? Just take it, Duchess, and do what you have to do. Okay, let's see, what else? Oh, I had a letter from Cho-Cho, I guess a week or so ago. I made her a tape. Things seem to be going very well for her. At least I think she's beginning to feel like she's living her own life. And, oh, she mentioned that Margaret is trying to get a driver's license. Isn't that tremendous? This is good, because, and eventually Anne said she probably will buy a car, which will be the best thing that ever happened to her. Because I think if Anne hadn't gone out, Duchess, and made Margaret, or almost forced her to either be one of two things, a hermit or become independent to some extent, if she hadn't done this, I think that Margaret would have gone on forever depending on Anne. So sometimes what looks like the worst thing to do very often proves to be the best. And I know Anne's delighted about it, and I think it's going to work out for the better. Okay, so much on that. I remembered you said in your letter, this week you're on vacation. And I know by the time you get this tape, the week will have been over. But take it easy on your vacation. Don't try and do a whole summer's work in 1 week, as far as the yard, the grounds. Get some rest in there, too. This tape is coming to an end very shortly. Forgive me for blabbling, so I seem to have... so many things I said to you on the other tapes that were garbled, and I can't remember what I've said and what I didn't say, so I'm trying not to repeat myself. But I'm doing fine. If you don't get a tape from me as regularly as before, it's only because of the time element here involved. But I certainly think about you and glad to receive your mail. I really am. And I'll try and respond as quickly as I can. I'm doing real fine. I feel good. And...